Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association and Crop Life America. They are all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The headlines in the paper and on the evening news light up White House in crisis and conflicts between Trump appointees. And yes, for anyone following the new president and the Republican Congress efforts to take control and move forward, it is a wild and crazy show. However, let me say that it is not so uncommon. When I was selected by President Reagan as Secretary of Agriculture, I ended up right in the middle of a big battle with some of the Reagan cabinet. We had our first cabinet meeting in the Blair House before President Reagan was inaugurated. Defense Secretary Weinberger gave a report on where we were on national security and where he felt President Reagan should lead. And there were some other reports from cabinet members. But before closing, President Reagan asked if anyone had anything that we should review. And I raised my hand, and I said that the Soviet grain embargo imposed by former President Jimmy Carter was devastating our farmers, and the embargo should be lifted. The Soviet Union had been a huge market for our grain. Secretary of State Alexander Haig jumped on me, declaring that the embargo should not be lifted until we get something in return. And Defense Secretary Weinberger was even more adamant. I didn't seem to have any support. Haig and Weinberger continued to make their case with the press, and I was supporting the farmers. They wanted it lifted. Our cabinet dispute was in all the papers and the press. I think President Reagan wanted to stand back and let the disagreement rage. And after a couple months, in the meantime, President Reagan was shot, but when he came back to the White House, he lifted the grain embargo. That was just the first example of the president allowing a clash of ideas at his cabinet. The president would hold cabinet meetings at least every other week. Different issues and different cabinet members were asked to make presentations on national issues. In 1984, I was asked to present my proposal for the farm program scheduled to be passed in 1985. It was well received, but Office of Management and Budget David Stockman attacked my proposal to establish a conservation reserve program. And it was stripped out of the farm bill then. 2 or 3 months later, I was able to get it back into the bill. It's pretty obvious that President Trump's leadership team does not agree on everything. And that can be a good thing. I hope that President Trump will hold regular cabinet meetings. Most administrations since President Reagan have not. A top-down dictator with no discussion will not work. Washington writer George Will said, President Obama, and I quote, never learned anything from anyone with whom he disagreed, end of quote. And I say, delegate, listen, and learn. And I'm John Block from Washington.